Why are members of the international community gathering for this meeting on nutrition now?
There are persistently high levels of malnutrition. We estimate 842 million people go to bed hungry, and 2 billion people have some form of micronutrient malnutrition. This is a crime against humanity and a responsibility for all of us. To address this, we need to mobilize the political will and the necessary resources for improving nutrition, and we need to do that now.
Why has progress to improve these issues been slow?
Well, nutrition is an outcome of multiple factors, and therefore comprehensive solutions are needed. And it's always difficult to get various sectors to work together. What we need is further political and policy coherence and alignment, coordination and further cooperation among these various sectors. And I'm thinking about food, agriculture, health, all of which need to work together to improve nutrition. Now, we'll look back over the last 20 years to review what progress has been made, and a lot of progress has been made, identify the challenges that remain, opportunities for improving nutrition that have since arisen, and identify these areas and policies, programs and plans for improving nutrition. People are living longer and more healthier now than ever before. We have had huge successes within the agricultural and food system, bringing more food and greater variety of food to the tables of more people. And this has improved the nutrition and the health of millions. However, many people have been bypassed. The socially excluded, the economically marginalized, the very poor. We need to include these groups of people in the development process.
What will the outcomes be for the conference?
The outcomes for the conference will be a number of priorities for international cooperation on nutrition in the short and medium term. We need to move together and identify priorities of how to do that together. Another outcome will be a flexible policy framework for countries to address the current major nutritional challenges and those which will come or expected to come over the next decades.
How will these outcomes influence the second International Conference on Nutrition happening in November 2014?
We will propose a flexible policy framework for countries to address their current major nutrition challenges, as well as those challenges which are likely to arise over the next few decades. We will also identify priorities for international cooperation on nutrition in the short and medium term. By providing the technical basis for the political conference, we will act to move from the technical through to the policy and the political levels to ensure that our knowledge is translated into action.